The blind are finding new ways to adapt to a world of social distancing. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond spoke with Ed Plumacher of Long Island, who is legally blind and a technology specialist at the Lighthouse Guild in Manhattan.
Take us into the world of somebody who can't see the pieces of tape on the floor and doesn't know if somebody is near them at a curb cut on the sidewalk. Obviously, you face challenges every day, but now we live in a very changed world. Take us through what happens when you go outside.
Right. So when you go outside, you really have to pay, you have to pay attention anyway, because you have to, your safety is always, critical. And so you are constantly listening for not just voices, but even sometimes just simple hearing footsteps and things like that to know people around you. A lot of times people are quiet. So you make sure you're using proper cane skills. You're sweeping a cane properly. You may actually hit somebody in an ankle or something if they're standing in front of you. So, I always apologize and step back and just try not to make physical contact. Whereas before you might ask for assistance or someone might offer you assistance in situations. One of the common ways that we would get that would be someone would offer, you'd ask for an elbow. Well, the last thing I want to do today is grab somebody's elbow when they're sneezing and coughing into their elbows instead of their hands today. So we are having to make those different adaptations. And then when you get into lines and things like that, you have to ask for assistance. And if you're not going to, if you're not in a situation where you can get assistance and know where those cues are, you can embrace technology and use some of the applications I think I've spoken to you once before about, like Ira and Be My Eyes, or even something as simple as a FaceTime video call with a friend or family member.
How much do you rely on touch?
For a while now, going through New York City in subways, it'll be my wrist or something that's resting on guiding myself down. If I have to grab a rail, I will. But but the blind community, people who are adapting to blindness in the beginning, they're very, very touch oriented. If you're a braille reader, you have to use it to read the braille signs on the elevators or the signs outside the elevators, what rooms you're going to and things like that. So yes, it could become critical, and which is something that's, it's a little more difficult now. So, we're trying not to touch things. And, if you do touch things, we're making sure we try not to touch our faces and stuff like that.
That's our Marla Diamond speaking with Ed Plumacher of the Lighthouse Guild in Manhattan. And you can get more information on ways to assist the blind on the Lighthouse website, lighthouseguild.org.